Who has time for an establishing shot?
Yeah, I don't have time for that. I yeah. only have time for like women like screaming into the camera at me.
Welcome to the God Pod Wacky Political Comedy Hour here on Facebook Live. Warning, you will be triggered. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to restore order to the multiverse. If you love the God Pod, consider telling a friend about it. That's right. We want you to evangelize for our growing cult. We need your help befriending and converting the unbelievers. Isn't that ironic? This week on patreon.com/thegodpod, Moses and I answer questions like, hey God, why did you create free will? Do you like sushi? And why do you need money anyway? Hear the answers to these important questions when you become a patron exclusively at patreon.com/thegodpod. Let's get on with the show. Kylie Brakeman is here, everybody. We're very excited about that, right, gang?
Heck, I'm so yeah. excited.
Very excited.
Hells yes. Kylie Brakeman is an LA-based actor, writer, and improviser. She writes for the UCB mod team, Moon Goon. She performs with USB's Characters Welcome, the Pack Theater's What a Character, the UCB Mess Hall team, Lobster, and the Comedy Sports LA Main Company. She has a significant social media presence, and her tweets have been featured on Cosmo, BuzzFeed, The Guardian, Funny or Die, MTV.com, and more. Her most recent viral video was written about by Mirror and The Daily Mail. We are so excited to have Kylie Brakeman here today because she is frigging hilarious and we love her. Her videos are so funny that every time I see one, I become deceased. When they say God is dead, yeah, that's usually because God died laughing at a Kylie Brakeman video. Welcome to the resistance. I mean, welcome to the God Pod, Kylie Brakeman.
Wow. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad I killed God.
Yes. Yes.
Add that to my bio. That's very exciting.
Yes. Yes. I pulled that bio from your website.
I noticed.
At KylieBrakeman.com, everybody. You've killed God. They should put it on the front page of the New York Times.
Yeah, that's my headline.
Tell us about yourself. Where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Pasadena, California, so right outside LA, and I stayed here, and I do stuff at UCB, like it said in my little bio, and improv was something I started doing in high school, and it just basically stuck, and so now before the pandemic, was performing on a few house teams there, and now I make videos in my room.
Thank you for that, because we're going to get into that. We're going to review some of Kylie's biggest and best videos, and some I just like. California, how are you doing there right now? It's currently on fire.
Yes, right before this, I was taping up a bunch of towels onto my windows because the smoke is so, so strong. It's like seeping into our house. We aren't orange like the Bay Area is.
Right.
I look out. I do not see angry God. I see like just kind of like gray. Gray is better than orange, we think.
I'm so sorry. Why don't I do something about this?
I would appreciate if you could do something about it.
Rude. Yeah. You know, it's like Star Trek. You don't want to intervene. You know, it's the prime directive. I don't know. I'm a nerd. But the thing is that, yeah, every time I intervene, things get worse. And I just feel like, you know, I killed the human beings. I wiped them out a lot of times. And it's like, everybody hates me for that. And it's like, humans are doing it to themselves this time. And
so now you're hands off, God.
Just when you want me to be. Yeah, exactly. So hopefully the humans can all get together there and realize that climate change is a real problem.
I'm sure if we all talk about it, we'll come to that conclusion.
Yeah, if we just tweet enough, it'll work out. So we got to try, right? You got to try. That's what it is. So what did they tell you to believe growing up there in Pasadena?
I grew up like kind of not that religious. Like we would casually. I did get baptized, so I mean.
Oh, good. You know, if a baby doesn't get its head dunked in water.
And that's how you tell.
That's how you know. It's good now. Yeah.
Right. I'm glad we're all squared away on that front. But so I got baptized. I guess I went to church probably once a year for maybe Christmas Eve until I was about 10. But it was always a very casual thing. I remember when I found out that Santa wasn't real, it kind of shook my belief in God.
Really? Wait, why? Why? What is the connection there? I don't understand.
I was like, because I really believed in Santa. I was like hardcore Santa stan. And then
is that why you got into comedy?
Yeah, because it broke my heart. And so I had to channel that into something.
So that's basically everyone. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because people think Santa isn't real, and he is.
Of course. You know,
of course. He's like my cousin.
That is in the Bible.
Right. I think if it's not in the Bible, it should be. And, you know, we'll have to get it in the rewrite. So you were crushed.
Yes, I was crushed. And in my mind, I was like, okay, well, if Santa isn't real, then my whole belief in God was sort of hinged on the fact that Santa could be real. So once that was gone, I really just sort of, I fell off the wagon. No offense.
Wow. Wait, when someone's an alcoholic, are they on the wagon or off the wagon? Does anyone know? Moses?
Well, of course you come to me, but here's the thing. If you're off the wagon, that means you're drinking plenty.
Okay, okay. Right. See, I think in this case, the people that are going to church are off the wagon. And when you leave church, you're on the wagon, right? Because you're drunk with religion. And the spirit.
Where's the wagon going?
You get the Holy Spirit in you. It's either going to heaven or hell. But
I would imagine you're in the wagon because you're drunk. You're like passed out.
You need a driver. Right.
Humans still haven't come to any consensus on this. But I guess, it's like if Santa isn't real, why? How come I am? How come God is, right?
Yeah, and so this is shaking my faith, honestly, right now.
I have to
evaluate some things.
I assume her faith was shaken when you refused to go and help her in California.
Yeah.
It was kind of the deal breaker.
It's been quite the roller coaster.
Negative for God in my eyes.
I'm sorry. I have podcasts to do. I have tweets to make.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's...
I get it.
You get it. So are you religious now? No, not really, right? Are you an agnostic?
I wouldn't say so,
atheist?
But I've become very, I'm a big, like, ghost believer. That's my that's my thing.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at your belief system.
I'm a ghost, actually. I'm the Holy Spirit, so.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost. Like, you believe in the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, that is, the ghosts are real. So if God is I never really got the distinction if God was the Holy Ghost or if Jesus was the Holy Ghost or if just like a general.
Absolutely not.
But yeah, ghosts are a thing. I feel like I just believe that there could be something out there, but I'm not going to stake my entire personality on being an atheist because I think that's very boring.
So would you say you're more like an agnostic ghoster?
I think I'm an agnostic ghost hunter. Exactly.
Okay. Well,
horrible show, by the way. Horrible show, Ghost Hunters.
The man is a visionary.
See, this is why we love making new friends and having you on here is because we didn't know this about you. You believe in ghosts. Are you afraid of ghosts?
That's not my whole personality.
Well, no, of course not.
I think I'm afraid of ghosts. But I
would you hunt them?
So I got like actually because I am a fan of the show Ghost Hunters and my boyfriend got me like a ghost detector thing. It's like one of those like bullshit like it's like EEG waves. No, that's like for brains. I don't remember what it is, but some kind of
so
like
heart monitor. What did he
get you? Have you ever caught one? Have you seen a ghost yet?
I've never caught one, but we did have it. Like it's supposed to detect like electromagnetic irregularities or whatever. And so we were like putting it around the house. And I live in an old house. It's like a 1920s house.
Right.
And it started spiking in the kitchen and it had never lit up before. And then we realized that it only does that with fridges. So
Okay.
It goes off. It's triggered by refrigerators, and if you send a text too close to it, it'll go off.
So you know it's good. Yeah. Okay.
We paid $20 for it.
I know you say you believe in ghosts, but I don't believe you. So
that's fair.
Let's talk about your comedy. You've been doing it since you were 10, right? Since you
high school. Mm-hmm. I auditioned for our high school comedy sports team because my ex-boyfriend was already on the team, and I wanted to. I did it out of spite.
Which is how every great comedy career begins.
Exactly. Somebody tweeted this a long time ago, but it has always stuck with me. Something to the effect of like, all art is born out of either horniness or revenge.
Yes. And yes. Yes. Sometimes both.
So yeah, I was like, oh, I'll audition for it. I'll audition for this improv team and that'll show him. I got on the team and I did. He didn't care.
Oh.
that was no concern of his, but it did stick, and then I've been doing it ever since. So,
well, congrats, and we're so grateful. We're so grateful that you did, and forget that guy. Where's he now?
He's, I think he's doing great things. I think he's in Europe having the
fuck. Okay, well, there's still time. You wish him well.
I do. That revenge gave me a lot. It's very helpful. I'm very grateful for it.
Good.
Oh, well, that's a positive mental attitude. Yeah. I just wanted to say, I don't usually open the show with saying that this is the God Pod Wacky Political Comedy Hour here on Facebook Live, warning you will be triggered. I got that from, I was reading some of your tweets, and you were saying like all kind, like Twitter is UCB, Instagram is Groundlings. And Facebook is like that sort
and
of thing.
And Ricky is politically incorrect. Yeah.
And I felt like personally attacked. So what I love is
I didn't know that streamed on Facebook Live. I'm so sorry.
It's actually not. It's not. It's a joke.
Oh, okay.
But I just, I love that you go after everybody. It's great. I also said, welcome to the resistance. We don't usually say that. I feel like, you're so good at eviscerating this sort of language.
Thank you. I noticed the intro was very, I was like, this seems rather tailor-made for me.
Plagiarized
was the real word.
Oh, was that, damn it. Jesus, we're going to have to edit that out now. I didn't realize that counted as plagiarism. Okay.
Okay, we'll write a new one.
Welcome to the resistance, by the way. Who the fuck are these people that think that they can welcome us? Like, what, they've been in the resistance this whole time?
They're like a librarian somewhere.
They're a sergeant, they're a captain.
As a Buttigieg bumper sticker. Like, they're not cutting it.
So how has the coronavirus pandemic affected your life and career? And I apologize for this very boilerplate question, but it is 2020, so we have to ask.
Of course. I mean, there's what else do we talk about? Right? Like it's kind of everywhere. It's so hard to ignore. I think I've had a pretty unique COVID experience in that I did my like full year kind of like just balls deep in the UCB system. And I was like gaining momentum. And I was like, oh man, I have so many things I want to do next year at this theater. And maybe I'll get repped and like all this stuff. And then COVID happened. And then I was like, oh, so I'll have to wait like 5 more years to do anything I want to do. But then I suddenly got all this like virtual success. And then people started hitting me up. And I'm like, it's just crazy that like the world is like on fire. Everything's terrible, but my career is so much better.
You're doing great. You're not alone. You're not alone. I mean, they say that God makes, you make plans and I laugh. But in this instance, yeah, it's really for your benefit. A lot of the people we've been having on lately have similar tales. We had a few weeks ago, we had Blair Erskine. She's been doing great this year. We had last week, we had this guy, Brent Terhune. Are you aware of him?
I am, yes.
How can you not be, right? He's doing great. Yeah, you're all in the winner's circle, so congrats. You know, I feel bad for all those people, but yeah.
I know, everything's awful.
That's a reference. That's another plagiarized reference, by the way, to that new movie Eurovision with Will Ferrell. Oh, greatest movie of the year.
I have to ask a question here. I'm curious about the differences between UCB and the Groundlings and the Second City Group. Are they all at odds with one another? Is it kind of a
excellent we're question, better than Moses. You kind of thing?
I mean, I think we all like poke fun at each other a lot. Right. But I mean, ultimately everybody's on the same team. Like people will filter in from various theaters. I think the largest distinction is like, I guess the negative stereotype about UCB is like the flannel shirt guy and the negative Groundlings thing is the wig girl. And so these two people will coexist and one always needs the other. Like neither can survive on their own. But that's generally the stereotype.
Flannel shirts is UCB, wigs are Groundlings.
Yes.
Got it. It's like the Bloods and the Crips.
Yes.
So
I don't know enough about Second City to make any generation, but I'm sure they have a thing.
It's a burn.
Sick burn. Let me ask you this. Is it skit or sketch?
It is sketch. It's skit if you're at camp, though. That's the lingo. Okay.
All right, good. I'm glad we got that sorted. So let's discuss some of your videos. Did you just start doing this year or
Like digital sketches before this. I made a lot of like more traditional looking like 3-minute sketches that had like a setup and like camera angles and were edited together in hours and looked kind of good. But none of them really took off. And not to say I am really proud of those. I did a lot of them with my writing partner, Sarah Crosswaite. And, we really liked how those turned out, but I think that people just have a very short attention span and they kind of want to click on something that maybe looks a little bit worse.
100%. Authentic. It feels like
it's easier. Yeah. It asks less of you. Like watching a 3-minute sketch, I feel like for people now is like watching TV. Like,
yeah. Who has time for an establishing shot?
Yeah. I don't have time for that. I only have time for like women like screaming into the camera at me. Very quick jump cuts. That's
exactly.
All I have
energy for. I don't even care if it's authentic. Actually, I prefer now if it's satire. Because, you know, there was the coronavirus was huge this year, just raging. I think it's starting to die down a little. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, you're seeing less of it.
You're seeing less of it for some reason. But great job with these videos. I mean, this year, everybody's at home, right? And there's so much going on around this issue so that, you throw these out there and they just blow up.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting it. I think, because I don't know how, I did like a couple of videos as like an economist character, and those were like still kind of in a traditional sort of like wide, like a frame, I don't know, like green screen. But then, I don't remember what my first front face, maybe it was the mask one was my first one. Right. But yeah, it blew up. It was very shocking. Life has forever changed, except it's kind of not because I'm still sitting in the same place I was.
Yeah, I mean,
4 months ago.
Let's listen to that one first, Jesus.
Every time I put it on, I hold my breath on purpose. So difficult to put on. Like, I can't put it on because I'm using one hand to hold the camera. How do I know that this isn't full of spiders? There is no way for me to check. I was diagnosed with a fake disease called spider blindness, where I can only see spiders if it benefits me politically. If I walk around, you know, wearing a mask, someone might mistake me for a medical doctor and say, oh, now you have to pay for medical school. My sister's actually a scientist's neighbor, and she said that you can't get the coronavirus if you don't want to. And this is just another way to silence women. You know, you put this on and you be quiet, but I will not be quiet, okay? I am a Carly Fiorina voter, and my life matters. So this is completely unrelated to the thought of people coming together together to achieve a common goal makes me physically ill. What if I'm wearing this around my beautiful, gorgeous husband and he says, oh, I can't kiss you because you clearly don't have any lips. I don't see any. And then I have to get divorced. All I'm saying is I feel much safer with cops around. Oh, wait, this is for a different video. Let me delete this. What if I eat it? What if I eat it by accident? What if in one hand I'm holding like a big yummy burger and in the other hand I have my mask and I mix them up because I have burger blindness? I was diagnosed. I get sexual pleasure out of pretending not to understand. An extremely easy thing.
Hilarious.
It's just amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's wild. It's wild to hear it back. I haven't listened to it in a long time, but I put it on TikTok before I knew how TikTok worked at all. And then I didn't realize that people lip sync other people's comedy videos on it. And so just other, on it and see all these other like people just holding a mask and saying my words out of their mouth. It was just, it was so wild. I mean, I'm honored, but also
that feels good, right?
So crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I still don't understand how TikTok works because I'm old. Jesus. I hope you'll explain that to me someday, but,
I mean, it could be banned. So,
right.
Until that ban date passes and it's still there, I won't fully investigate.
Yeah. When that was announced, I threw up a TikTok account and I was like, join my TikTok now that it's going to be banned. And I got like 1,000 subscribers, but I haven't put up a video yet.
Well, they're waiting and with bated breath.
Yeah. I want to get into videos, but you know, it's hard work and you have to be funny. So I'm scared. I got to work on that thing. So what I think is great about your videos is just how fast it's these jokes are fire, but you're just, it's just so fast. Your delivery is amazing.
That's the trick. Jump cuts are, most of, you can get away with a lot with a fast jump cut is what right. I'll say. Like if I have a joke that's just fine, if I cut it fast enough, nobody notices.
Right. And the jump cut is funny in itself. Yeah. That is so much. Yeah. Of what comedy is. I saw someone recently talking about this movie Spaceballs that they saw like an unedited 3-hour cut of it. And that it was just horrible, but otherwise Spaceballs is really funny. So,
it goes a long way.
Yeah, it's classically funny. Do you write these all out first? You write a script first, of course, right?
It's kind of half and half. Like man, I'll write down like a few things and then off of that, I'll usually like improvise half of it. And that's usually the stuff that turns out better.
Right, the really hate just comes out so authentic. I found. And then how long does it take you from like start to beginning to finish one of these videos?
Probably like an hour, maybe 2 hours. It's a weird thing I've found, from like a year of like doing just kind of nonstop sketch comedy is the longer something takes to think of and plan out, the worse it is.
Exactly. Yes. It's like on this podcast, sometimes I make people actually laugh, but you get me on Twitter and I just get this brain disease. And I sound like all these fucking blue check liberals. I hate it. What's up with that? Genius happens in the moment. So
your first instinct is, I think, your best one, usually.
Yeah.
And that's when it's the least like in your head and the least filtered. So it generally works out that way. Not to be like, oh, it's so easy. Anybody can do it in an hour. It's like,
yeah. That only happens for you.
I don't know. There's like I'm getting it deep into it now, but like there's a perception that I think all these like front facing people, like tons of people. And like Sarah Cooper, I think is a great example of this too. Like that they just like picked up a phone and were suddenly good at it.
That's like, that's the magic of it. The fact that I'm even asking, it shows how well done it is, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's just like it's like I can only do it so fast because I spent hours sucking ass.
Yeah, exactly. And you're exactly. But
that was beautiful.
But you make it look, you're all making it look so effortless. You know, when you do it right, it makes it seem like you haven't done anything at all. And I think that is part of the trick as well. So I see here for this mask tweet, for all your big videos, you get all kinds of reactions from people, right?
Oh, yeah. There are so many new types of people I did not know existed. Like, I was prepared for, like, reply guys, maybe, but some of the ways in which they reply are so... there's just, like, a nuance to everything.
The things that they get mad about. I know. I've been online for... since 2011, reading comments. And, yeah, people are weird. So you got a death threat for this one. You know, like this one from Zach. Wear that mask or you gonna die in 1 week by my own hand because people like you are useless and deserve to die. Smiley face.
Uh-huh. That was wild. And
then what is this picture? It's a picture of a voodoo doll getting stabbed.
Uh-huh.
What?
And holy shit. And he says, don't try me, smiley face.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
The smiley faces are really, like, he wanted me to die, but he also, like, didn't want me to feel that bad about it, which I do appreciate. He, like, softened the blow a little bit.
I think it just makes him more crazy.
Yeah, I looked him up. I looked up something in his profile. Like, I tried to use Google Translate on a language he was typing in, and I think he lives somewhere across the world.
That's right. Don't fuck with Kylie Brakeman.
Although voodoo travels... however many days. So who knows?
Did you feel
just,
it?
Just like
did you feel the voodoo?
I think I felt like my heart tense up a little bit. Yeah. Anxiety.
Exactly. See, don't fuck with Kylie. She will look you up. You think that you're going to hunt her down with your voodoo doll? She knows where you live, motherfucker.
I'm not going to look at your first three tweets and make a judgment, make an inference on my safety level.
That's right. Let's go for another one. Which one should we listen to next, gang?
I have Lady Burning in Hell Tries to Call the Manager queued up.
Hell sounds yes.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Well, can I talk to your supervisor? Satan. Yes, I would like to talk to Satan. Hi. I just spoke with one of your employees, and I'm afraid she's mistaken. She said that it's company policy for the thermostat to be 240 degrees, but I think you and I both know that's no way to run a business. I also noticed there were no cashiers in the Maze of Flaming Bones, and I'm just wondering why that is. I wasn't even going to mention this, but the moaning in the River of Souls, it's quite loud. And while we're at it, I don't think my husband is getting the best service. He's been trying to order a pretzel for the last half hour, but they keep just ripping out his intestines instead. His name is Hitler. Hitler. H-I-T. I don't want to post a negative Yelp review, but do you see how you're leaving me no choice? Okay, well, if you can't provide me with adequate service, I have no problem taking my business elsewhere. The island from Lost is right across the street. Okay, well, can I speak to your manager?
That woman's burning in hell. I'd kind of like to do a video where we talk to Hitler in hell and see what he thinks about Trump. But he just can't. You can't hear what he's saying because he's just screaming. Anyway.
So over Hitler.
I hope. Using Hitler, that's bad. All right. Let's get into another one here. Every straight white woman guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, before we go any further, can I just say, slay, queen, yes, queen, yes, absolutely. I am gagged, which I assume is good, and if it's not, please cut this. And you are absolutely serving it up, you server, you waitress, and that dress is absolutely a snatch. Wait, that doesn't feel right. Is it their snatch or my snatch? You're snatched. No, that feels wrong. Yes, absolutely, queen, sis. Hold on. Can I say sis? I'm going to say it anyway. Sis. Just one more. I'll get it this time. Okay. Yes. Let me tell you, you are giving me face. Are you sure I should be talking like this? You are popping that pussy. Let's edit that out.
I watched Drag Race. That's very accurate.
Yeah. Just watch with my roommates, and it's just like there's so many women, like people just named so many people in the comments, but yeah. Like they're so well-intentioned and they just like want to be part of it and they're so supportive, but they just like sound so clumsy. Yeah. And I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Let's do another one. Let's do This Is Every Trump bot account.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Suburban Housewife. My bio is 7 random nouns, and I, for one, will be voting for Trump. Hello, my name is Proud American. My job is America, and my husband is a gun. Good afternoon. I am a stock photo of a person of color, and I, for one, do not think Trump is racist. Hello, my name is former Democrat MAGA Mom. My hobbies are being real, and my interests are breathing. I, for one, will not be supporting the NBA. I've tweeted this 126 times. I am an eagle wearing a hat. Hello, I am a military veteran. I fought in the wars. Something I care about deeply is the Nielsen ratings for the RNC. Yep, that's me, a real guy. Hello, good sir. We are 1,200 people who all join Twitter at once. Our dads are cops, and we are trucks.
What's your breath support like? Did you take a break?
Yeah, Kylie's also power walking.
I was tired. Right. It was like 95 degrees outside, and I'm like, oh man, I hope this is worth it.
Well, blew up. 3.7 million views.
And I think this is, so you're just like reading Twitter, right? And you see a bunch of these comments, and you're just like, I've had enough.
Yeah, I was like deep in the like, I was looking on the like, just like comment threads for Trump's tweets, but then also the comment threads for Biden's tweets. I found a lot of these people and they're just all, they don't seem real. And some of them aren't, but some of them are, which is scary.
Yeah. No, yeah. This whole, you know, bots thing, it's real. And if you're listening, you know, if you've spent any time on Twitter, you would know what this is like. These people are very aggressive. And they have all got a bunch of numbers at the end of their name. They're definitely not real. When something big happens, you'd see like them all tweeting the exact same message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The language is very uniform.
And somehow Twitter can't put a stop to this. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack is too busy meditating.
He's busy.
As part of this, you got a lot of praise from like Buttigieg stands.
I mean, I don't mean to come down too hard on Buttigieg. He was just sort of a representation of like, I would get a lot of like centrist accounts being like, yes. And I didn't, I feel like I didn't
yes, want there queen.
To be a perception that I'm this like fun, both sides Republican sympathizing politician. I don't know.
Right.
It's fine, but I want to be clear that I'm attacking from the left and not the right. And I got a lot of responses from people being like, I don't know. It's a very weird thing. And it's very like, it's like something that I feel like is hard to describe if you're not just on Twitter.
No, you have to know who, you know, you have like to have been on Twitter. You have to know who the horse whisperer is. Exactly.
Oh my God.
And you said, I can't, oh no, the resistance libs think I am one of them. Be gone, Buttigieg stance. I cannot live with being retweeted by the horse whisperer. And you know, it's a good point. This horse whisperer is he's a scumbag. So I actually had him blocked, so I couldn't.
Yeah.
And then I saw you saying this, so I unblocked him to see that he had retweeted you. And you had added at the time, like, the little rose emoji.
I did.
So I screenshotted it, you know, there's the horse whisperer. And
I saw you called me out on that, which I find very funny.
I love that. I love that because
I was like, I need them to know.
Fuck that guy. True heads know. you know, it's amazing because they, on the one hand, you're doing something they absolutely love. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody who's on Twitter, you could be progressive, you could be resistance lib, you know that this shit is wrong. But then you also, you know, you've gone after them a little bit too. I think our favorite video, I know personally, Moses and I were repeating these lines for weeks. I think Holy Spirit was watching it every single day. I was like brushing my teeth to it. I was watching it like morning, noon, and night as sort of like a detox. From, you know, this never-ending stream of blue check bleh,
Oh my God, yes.
Which you can never truly escape. And it's a brain disease. So yeah, let's roll that one, Jesus.
That's it. That's the tweet. I got news for you, Lindsey Graham. The blue wave is a coming. Okay, Representative Ted Lieu is throwing some serious shade. Nancy Pelosi does not have time for this. You, sir, have won the internet. This is the best thing I've seen all day. Okay, Alyssa Milano has officially had enough of Moscow Mitch, and we are living for it. This the tweet. Internet win of the day goes to you. Let me break it down for you, Donnie Trump. Elizabeth Warren is Hermione. We's the Harry Potter, and you, sir, are Voldemort. Pod save America, indeed. Mommy drinky wine all day. That's it.
Oh, man.
They should give Academy Awards.
I had so many people tweeting, like, hey, this is good, but it felt like 10 hours to watch. I agree. It just feels endless. It feels like a cycle of just nothing.
It just hits so hard. You know, again, if you're someone that's been on Twitter or online terminally, as we are, you experience these things all the time. That's the tweet. This and like. I have fallen into doing it sometimes. Raise your hand if you've accidentally done this.
Oh, the raise your hand.
Raise your hand. Yeah. It's constantly evolving and they're finding new ways to, you know, game engagement. This is, if there was a video of the year, I think this is a strong contender.
Thank you so much. I feel like I barely had to write it.
Yeah.
It just was the timeline.
That is just so the way it is. When you have a fire premise, shit just writes itself, doesn't it?
They also, it's just never ending. They just, the blue check libs, they love to do it.
just a couple of blue check liberals having fun online. I love the description too. It's great.
And I'm still, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I still see on Twitter, you know, the blue checks and they're simplified. It's basically raise your hand.
It's all raise your hand
Donald
now.
Trump.
It's just such
raise
a
your hand if you hate Donald. It's no thought into it. And it still gets like, you know, 45,000 likes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many, like, I think the new thing that people are mad about is like politicians being like clapping emoji. We must stop climate change. Like, you stop it. Are you kidding me?
Everything, just the laughing. It's like, I don't know who needs to hear this. Raise your hand.
Yeah.
You love to see it. Pokemon Go to the polls. Animal Crossing the streets to the polls.
Oh, my
God. Hits different. Oof. We have the receipts. I was making a little list last night. You know, one of my favorite comedians is George Carlin, which is so cliche. I never hear the end of that. But it's, but one of his favorite things was to deconstruct language like you're doing. And I think it's so needed because it can turn the entire culture and really make it look at itself and say, wow, look at us. We suck. Like Pod Save America was tweeting this video of yours.
That nice. Made me laugh like, so hard. And he found it early too.
Yeah. It's like, did you watch it, dude? Or did you not?
He tweeted it in the most blue check lib way, which I found so funny. But he was like, I was laughing at this, and then I was hoisted up by my own petard.
No.
Hoisted by my own petard. Yeah, yeah. The most like pretentious way you could possibly say it. Oh, these dudes think they're so smart. And it's like, just know you're an idiot, okay? Just know.
Oh man.
Oh, Kylie. You obliterated the phrase, that's it, that's the tweet. And I am grateful, as someone said here. Amen. Like it feels like you saved our lives.
If that's my legacy, I'm happy to
Hey everybody, remember those few days when like Twitter got hacked and Blue Checks couldn't tweet anymore.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, those were the best days of 2020. Like, it was.
Kelly, will you accept a blue check if it's offered to you?
Ooh.
I mean, of course. I'll stop.
Makes you more legit. Mean,
hate the caste system. Hate the classism. But yeah, I mean, if
is
they
offer, God not verified?
Of course not.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's hurtful. I was actually verified during the Obama years on Facebook, but then Trump got elected and they took it away.
They actually took it away?
Yeah, the timing was suspicious, Jesus. Yes.
Wow.
They totally swing to whoever's in office. They're like, okay, we're gonna don't get me started on the fucking Facebook.
But Trump thinks God is real, so I don't get it.
Yeah, I know, Jesus. The only people that like us are these atheists and, you know, liberals and ghost hunters.
Yeah.
I just think, yeah, don't get me started on Facebook. We actually had one of these blue check liberals on the podcast a few weeks ago. I did slide. I must admit, I slid in a bunch of those phrases throughout. He didn't notice. But he's a wonderful guy. We like him. There's a lot of these people that are well-intentioned, and I think they don't understand how they come off.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are like a net positive for sure.
Right.
But it's just the language is so funny.
Right. Comedically, how can you? Exactly. How can you ignore? Well, thank you so much for the work that you do. You're just slaying it. Keep slaying it. Slay queen. Yes, queen.
Thank you so much. It's great. It's great to hear it's going over well.
It's going over great in heaven, let me tell you. Do you have any thoughts or prayers?
Thoughts and prayers for people in general?
Just in general.
I'm sending thoughts and prayers to blue check liberals that hopefully they can reform themselves. And,
wow.
Just like
take a
tone check every once in a while.
It is. It's like this verbal disease that just spreads throughout Twitter. And next thing you know, you're doing it. And you're like, what? Why did I do that? Oh, because I wanted to get some engagement. I'm a bad deity.
Thoughts and prayers to them.
Thoughts and prayers to them. Oh, what can God do for you?
Oh, man. I mean, the smoke again. I know we covered it. Really making it hard for me, I will say.
Right.
Okay. So that's one note I have.
Right.
Another this is a small note, take it or leave it, but COVID is going on a long time. if you could do something about that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, I try. You know, I send scientists or somebody sends scientists and nobody listens to them. And it's like that old thing, you know, you're trapped in a flood and God sent a boat, a helicopter, et cetera, et cetera. You know, fuck Americans. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, if you could do something about America, that would be.
Well, I'm trying. I tell you, we focus about it. We focus on America pretty much all the time here on the God Pod. Right, everybody?
That's right.
We need the most help. 100%.
It's the most fucked up place in the multiverse. And so, you know, we take an interest in it. Oh, I wanted to say before we conclude the interview section, holy shit, I saw you just join Cameo like yesterday.
Yes. It's very exciting. I just filmed like my first batch yesterday.
Wow.
It's wild that people want to pay for it, but
they're jumping at the chance.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
You are loved.
And I have a lot of fun doing it.
I think exactly. If you don't know what Cameo is, anyone listening, you can hop on there. You find celebrities like Kylie, and they will record a video for you. Like, it could be a happy birthday. It could be, right, Kylie? What are some of the ones they had you do?
Some of them are just like, hey, I would love if you could give me a pep talk about this. I got a lot of requests to say happy birthday to people as a Trump bot. So anyone listening would like that for their spouses or friends or a general work engagement, I can definitely say happy birthday to you as a Trump bot.
Wow. Jesus, would you like that for your birthday? Or maybe like a blue check liberal wishing you a happy birthday?
I would love that. Yes. Please make it happen.
For you, Jesus, it's free.
What? No. We're not doing that.
Okay. You died for my sins. It's got to be free.
Oh, thank you. Okay, how about that one's free, and then I'll also order and pay for a drag race one.
Oh, okay, good, yeah. Because the free one was just one.
I won't take advantage of you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, get on there, get one of Kylie's cameos. It's one of the best cameo opportunities, I think, on the whole friggin' site. Where is the best place for our listeners to follow your work?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Deadeye Breakman. You can also follow me on TikTok at the same place until it gets shut down, in which case all 18,000 of you, please move over to one of the other platforms. But yeah, I'll post updates there, and then maybe if I have a real thing someday, you'll know about it.
What is the... You mean like reels on Instagram?
Oh, no, I mean like if somebody wants to put me in their TV show or something.
Have you been getting any calls to that effect? Any interest?
I've been getting some calls, but I would
fucking
say
blue check liberals, I'll tell you.
The most legitimate, direct, like serious offers I've gotten have been to be like, hey, do you want to be a boat model?
What?
Like,
please be a boat model. Kylie, I'm begging you.
Kylie, if you want to join our team and help write God cartoons, we would be happy to have you.
Oh, man. I love cartoons. I love booking.
Because we're going to start doing that soon because, frankly, I'm jealous of all these huge video stars. Oh, well, what is up with the Deadeye? What made you decide to add Deadeye?
Oh, this was like so long ago. But in college, I had a friend on my improv team, and we would hang out all the time. We would go on hikes, and then one day I was eating a yogurt, and then I guess I was just like zoning out, and this guy said to his other friend, like, Kylie, like, she eats like a shark. Like, she just, like, her eyes glaze over, and she just has these dead eyes when she does it. And I thought that was so funny, and so I just started using Deadeye Breakman.
Nice.
I think it's funny. It makes me sound like a pirate.
Okay, this is going to be a little indulgent, but there was one other video I found yesterday from the deep past while I was researching. Wow. And I retweeted it. She said, I did that upsetting TikTok. And it's like, you're talking about Santa Claus, getting back to Santa Claus.
Yes.
Being your ex?
Yes, my ex, Santa Claus.
So she's very sad. It says, to whoever gets Nick next, be patient when he's out all night on Christmas Eve. And there's a very sad picture of them there together in the past. Make him cookies when he needs them. Cherish your time at the North Pole. Don't pick fights with him about how cold it is. Respect his decision to be Santa Claus. Let him keep a database of children. Trust him to drunk drive the sleigh. Treat every kiss like it's your last, except it never will be because Santa can't die. And then the absolute killer for me. Lastly, let him fuck the elves. Don't leave him when you find out he fucked the elves. It will destroy you, and he won't come back until he's fucked every elf there.
Oh, man. This did not do well on TikTok. making fun of one specific TikTok, and they did not like it.
Well, I mean, can you imagine how many 10-year-olds found out Santa allegedly isn't real from your TikTok?
Oh, that's probably why.
Okay.
I probably ruined lives.
Oh, anyway, I'm dead. I'm dead again. All right. Well, thanks, Kylie. That was awesome. We are huge fans, as you can tell. And so it's been an honor to talk to you. Do you want to stick around for the goddamn news?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. We'll be right back after Moses' word of the week.
Hello. This is Moses. And I'm here for the word of the week as usual. This word of the week is schlep. As in, you know, to carry or travel with difficulty. As in, let me see. I schlepped all the way through the desert for 40 years. I slept. Not slept. There was no sleeping. But there was plenty of schlepping. So there you go. It's a simple one this week. Now go out there, and if you need to go schlep somewhere, wear your mask. This is Moses. That's the word of the week. Get to schlepping.
Oh, excellent, Moses. Thank you. That really, it always, you know, it's like a Xanax listening to you talk.
Wow.
It feels like a Xanax every time I do it.
I can't help but feel like you have a little bitterness left over from your time in the desert, but whatever.
That's for another podcast. That's for another show.
You know, we're working through it. So what do we got in the Me Damn News this week?
So as Kylie mentioned, there are wildfires raging across the entire U.S. West Coast. Have you guys seen these photos? San Francisco got hit really hard. I mean, Wednesday morning, the sky was just orange. It looks like nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like hell.
Yes, it does. It does.
Basically. Even it looked like nighttime. Where does nighttime look orange?
Well, I just mean it's so dark.
But that's why I was wondering. So many people were like, this is San Francisco and it's only noon. I'm like, it shouldn't look like that at night.
Ever?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's not the sky.
I just mean it looks like nighttime. Come on.
It's been a while since you've been down there, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, nighttime and it's orange. Apparently this was all started, these horrific wildfires. I guess California is getting them every year now because the Americans aren't doing anything about climate change.
Correct.
Fucking idiots. Mm-hmm. And they're also not raking the forests, which I guess would not help either. But apparently this whole thing was started by a gender reveal party.
Yes, that's true. One of the fires, the El Dorado fire.
One of the fires.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many happening. But
so it's not all of the fires.
Not all of the fires were caused by gender reveal parties, no.
Okay. Because, you know me, I'm a busy God. I got things to do, you know, when I'm not saving the world. And right. I like making horrible tweets. I don't read the articles. And it's important for people to realize that not all of the wildfires were started by one gender reveal party, because that's my understanding.
Yeah. A gender reveal party that had pyrotechnics.
Oh, God.
These gender reveal parties have gotten out of control.
Just make it a cake.
Right.
Your in-laws will be fine if you just make it a cake.
I love that she called it an it.
Your it will be fine. Or just stop having gender reveal parties. Like, send a text.
Yeah.
God, you know those assholes are going to raise their kid like, you set the world on fire, or whatever they name their child.
Oh,
I hate them.
Yes. Yeah. No more gender reveal parties, everybody. It's indulgent bullshit. You have enough parties already, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have the gender reveal party. You've got your, what's that other one? The
shower baby. The baby
showering, yeah.
The child.
Baby.
That other horrible, excruciating experience that everybody can't wait to leave. Exactly. So, you know what? People are going to want to have parties. That's the danger of starting new traditions with parties. People are like, I want a party.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to?
I want to set a forest on fire.
Yeah. You know, I think if anything, you should be consolidating your parties like we did with Jesus and his birthday.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you weren't actually born on the 25th.
Born in April?
Yeah, he's actually born in April sometime. We forgot. But we moved it all the way up to December. That was a rough year. You had to wait like an extra 10 months or something.
Yeah, but so, now Christmas and my birthday are the same day. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's what it is. So let's get to the next story.
So a church leader who blamed COVID-19 on same-sex marriage has contracted the virus, of course.
I know.
Mm-hmm. He's like 90 years old.
Yeah.
And it's pretty ironic, right? All these church leaders catching the virus. Like, who'd have thought that if you totally disregard all the precautions, and are just a scumbag that you're going to catch it.
Yeah.
Stupid scumbag, you know.
And now we know that he secretly got gay married. Congratulations.
What?
What?
Well, because he said that anybody who gets gay married is going to...
There we go.
Dragged. Okay. Dragged.
That was a thinker. Bit of a thinker.
Yes, yep. Queen.
If A equals C and B equals C, then A equals C.
Oh, no.
Yes. Well, you know, isn't it ironic? I have to say, as God, I see a lot of this. I see people like, they're like, ah, ha, 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 this is great. Die, motherfucker. I shouldn't be saying that word. I should say dingleberry. I'm going to start trying to replace. Is it better, Holy Spirit? Do you like the...
Okay. I would prefer motherfucker.
Okay. That's anyway, you know, people are like, ha ha, die, you caught it. And it's like, you die, bigot. And, you know, on the one hand, I get it. On the other hand, it's like, did people ever stop and realize they're becoming what they hate? I don't know.
It's a heavy question for right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pointing the finger at everybody here. So anyway, this guy caught it. It's, let's just go with it's funny.
It is funny.
Okay.
So
let's get to the next story, Jesus.
In other news, a Trump-supporting country singer, he sets off a roast by complaining about doctored photo of himself, and you actually got involved, too.
Okay, ooh. See, this is legitimately funny. I have no questions or qualms about this, okay? Death isn't on the line.
Yeah.
This guy.
Travis Tritt.
Travis
motherfucker.
Yeah, for some reason, people dolled up his face and released it. And he
didn't. Oh, I see it.
I didn't question
very
it.
Cute.
Right?
He looks nice. He's got eyeliner.
He looks great. He looks
skin.
Fab. Slay queen.
Yeah, it's he could be a judge on Drag Race.
They just ran it through that Instagram filter, that pretty
yeah.
Instagram filter twice.
And so what happened, Jesus? He basically lost his mind.
Yeah, he posted the before and after side by side, and he said, just for clarification, more proof of the dishonesty of the left. Here's the original photo next to the doctored version. This is being circulated by the left in an attempt to try to humiliate me. Exposing these frauds for the liars they are is so easy.
They just filled his eyebrows in. Why is he mad about that?
This literally wasn't a story until this jackass shared it on his Twitter feed. And then everybody found out about it. And they were like, wait a minute. I'm blocked by Travis Tritt or I'm not blocked by him. And I wasn't blocked by him. And I quote tweeted it. And I was like, I think fab Travis looks good. You know, regular Travis is meh. I await my blocking. Within 60 seconds, I was blocked.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. I think this guy might have some serious psychological issues.
No. I think so.
Yeah.
He looks, in the prettier one, he looks just like a magician. Like he looks.
Yeah.
He looks so much better. I think it's a fantastic glow up. And I think he should embrace it. Also, by the way, Travis, you don't block God, okay?
Yeah, you're not going
block
to heaven
God.
Now.
I'll block you, motherfucker. Oh, now I'm going to say it all the time. Okay, next story.
The media is pretending not to understand how anything works, and we have the receipts. Mother bleep.
Yeah, not you, Jesus, virgin ears.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, this was something that actually Kylie brought to my attention.
Wow.
Yeah, what is this, Kylie?
That's
what is
right.
this?
I have a special feed Explain. Just for guests so I can keep up with past, present, and future guests. And let me tell you, it's my best list yet.
Aw.
Because these people are geniuses.
So Kylie pointed out this tweet from CNN that said, we're left with this dilemma. Jeffrey Goldberg, who authored the Atlantic piece, insists the story is true, referring to Trump's comments on the military being suckers and losers. And losers.
Yeah. Yeah.
CNN's tweet continues, President Trump insists the story is false. Both of those views can't be right, writes Chris Siliza.
Siliza?
What is
That's
it?
That's his name.
Yeah.
It can't be.
C-I-L-L-I-Z-Z-A. Siliza.
Holy Spirit loves to go in on people's last names. Let me tell you. Our first
name. That's an NPR name, if I've ever heard one. Any name.
So, yeah, Saliza. It's kind of like an onomatopoeia. Kind of like, it's like, it captures his essence. He's such a Saliza. So, Kylie pointed out here accurately. Why don't you say it, Kylie, in your voice?
I said, for years, our media has just been straight up pretending not to know how anything works, and people are literally dying because of it. Because
retweet.
They are.
That's the tweet.
Yes, that is this.
This, can't believe nobody's talking about this.
Exactly.
But it's nuts. They just, like, they're putting these, like, both sides sort of things into their headline. But, like, if one side is, like, crazy fascist propaganda,
yeah,
you can't right. do that.
Like, it's September of 2020. What would it take to, like, get an honest depiction of what happened here from the, you know, he exactly, they're both sides in it because they don't want to lose any Republican fans.
But it's like they already hate CNN,
right?
They don't have, yeah, I was gonna say they don't have Republican fans.
Why no. do they do it? I don't even know, but yeah, it's they're supposed to be their job. On the one hand, you have the Chris Salizas of the group, and the other hand, you have the intern who's running the CNN Chiron. And bless them because they've been doing some good work, just putting people on blast in real time. So, you know, that's probably somebody with a rose on their Twitter account.
Yeah, they know.
The real heroes. Yeah. All right. Here's another one that Kylie brought to my attention. So I thought you might want to talk about.
A child has grabbed food in a viral video, and the internet is very divided over it. And I know, Kylie, you got involved with this as well.
That it's just that the internet was so fiercely divided. Like, half the people were like, this kid sucks. And then the other half were like, everyone who says the kid sucks doesn't know anything about emotional labor and is abusive to children.
And somebody blamed the grandmother. So I'm on that person's side. I think it was the grandmother's fault. So this kid is grabbing everything as he and his grandmother make something.
Yeah, if you've been living under a rock, I mean, this video has gone global. I have confirmed it's in every country in the world.
What are they make? Is it like banana bread or something? What?
I'm going to say it's cookies.
Full banana.
Yeah, because there's,
oh, there's a full banana. Okay. Mm. I personally think that this kid has tasted the you know, cookie dough before, straight out of the bowl. And so therefore he thinks everything is cookie dough. And he's just
clearly knows that raw egg, like, he likes the taste of raw egg. The speed at which he went for it was just like, yeah, yes. Like his arm, like, shot it out.
Yeah,
honestly,
maybe he's just, yeah.
I'm this kid. I can't wait for the cookies to bake.
Oh,
I
you
have
are so this kid, Jesus.
I have to eat the cookies before they go in the oven. It's so good that
way. In between,
way.
he's like picking his nose and then also eating that. As a snack in between grabs.
Yeah.
There's some boogers in this. Oh, he's an innocent child. Okay.
He's really doing it all. He's doing so much in such a short amount of time. And I know it's edited, but like, it's so powerful.
He uses jump cuts.
Yeah, he's on it.
That's the key. Right.
He watches
the caption. The key to get people really mad too.
Yeah, the caption, you would think the caption wasn't like, you know, let's start a whole discussion about this. It was just me at Benihana. And it started this,
and that was enough.
This global, like, just fight over who's in the wrong. And it's, I think you're sort of pointing at something here that I have found extremely frustrating in my time on the internet, which is humans' ability to focus on things that do not matter, but it's kind of an escapism for them, so they do it. Because they don't want to think about the things that do matter and their inability to change anything about it. That's just my guess.
Yeah, to have like a very strong opinion on this video is like honestly refreshing because you don't have to have a very strong opinion on like the actual hell taking place around
yes.
you.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I guess that's what it is. You know, people always say, we can chew gum and walk at the same time, God. And I'm like, no, you can't. But they keep trying. So, we have one final story here today. It just dropped yesterday. hot off the presses. I hate to have to talk about this scumbag. What choice do we have? This is the world that humans have created in this worst of all realities. Take it away, Jesus.
We found out that the president downplayed the virus when he knew it was actually going to be a big deal. This came out because Bob Woodward is getting ready to release a new book called Rage. For some reason, Trump decided to sit down with Bob Woodward again after his last bombshell book, which also painted Trump in a very bad light. So he decided to sit down for like 17 more interviews.
He's a fame hound, Jesus. He just can't get enough publicity.
Yeah, right. So he sits down with Bob earlier this year, and he says the following. We have a clip.
And so what was President Xi saying yesterday?
Well, we were talking mostly about the virus, and I think he's going to have it in good shape, but, you know, it's a very tricky situation. It's it goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus. You know, people don't realize we lose 25,000, 30,000 people a year here. Who would ever think that, right?
I know. It's
pretty amazing. And then I say, well, is that the same thing? This is more deadly. This is 5% versus 1% and less than 1%. You know, so this is deadly stuff.
Deadly. He keeps calling it deadly. And yet, even after this, he continued holding these events, these re-election events. He kept telling the American people that it's not a big deal, that it's about to disappear. He didn't encourage people to wear masks. And he says in another moment, we don't have audio of it yet, but he admits that he was downplaying it.
Always downplaying it. Always
lying,
downplaying it.
Lying, lying, lying.
I hadn't actually heard the tape.
Me
That's
either.
So... The voice he used was so chilling.
It's different.
So different.
It's different. Yeah.
He sounds like he knows like what he's talking about.
He definitely. Knows exactly. He's known the entire time. That's the whole thing. Like, he gets tested whenever he wants, every day. Everybody that comes within his, you know, circumference gets tested. Circumference is not the right word.
Orbit?
It's orbit, exactly. His massive orbit. And he knows exactly how to fight it. He just doesn't care about doing it for his people.
Yeah.
His alleged people. This is so unbelievably horrific that it boggles the mind. I also had not listened to it until that moment, Kylie, because I guess I just go by headlines. I try to avoid listening to this fucking asshole talking out of the side of his neck. And I just think, what do you think, Jesus? I think he's like instant hellbound, right?
Oh, yeah. This is fast pass to hell.
Why haven't we done something? I guess it's better if he gets voted out.
Yes.
But why haven't they just like stormed Washington and like thrown him out?
Well, they tried to
like
protest.
They used to. They used to. Remember in the old T? People used to do that stuff all the time. I guess it's all the guns.
Yeah. Well,
we have hashtags now, so we don't really have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You just feel good. You're like, you know, I guess at a certain point, tweets are just as useless as prayer, aren't they?
They are. Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, did it
tweets.
Make you feel good? Oh, raise your hand if condemning Trump for being a monster on Twitter made you feel good and you got back to the rest of your day. I guess my hand is way up in the air because this
is. Oh man, I don't know how to raise my hand on here. I've been using Zoom for 6 months and I haven't figured that part out.
You know, it's such a horrific place that this is all in. So the blue check libs now on Twitter. accurately, I guess, are saying that he is responsible for up to 135,000 deaths, directly responsible because he downplayed it in this way.
Right. If he was listening to himself speaking to Bob Woodward, maybe all these deaths could have been prevented.
He lied.
Deadlier than the flu.
Yeah, that's the tweet. So the scary thing is that we already know that this isn't going to change any minds of his cult members.
No, all the QAnon people are still like, he's sending us secret messages through the tweets that are misspelled. Yeah. Like they're on their own shit. Like they're not going to be convinced by this, which is nuts.
They're in their own parallel reality, which they have jumped down into to try and escape actual reality, which is that they are responsible for all of this.
I want to live in that reality. It must be so comforting to think that Trump is going to save you.
Yeah. It must be nice to be ignorant, right?
Ignorance is bliss. Yep.
Yeah, and the more you know, the more you increase your pain. So really, I guess the solution at this point is just bash yourself over the head with a 2x4 and hope that it, you know, works.
Makes you brain dead.
Or like you could stand behind a donkey and like poke it until it kicks you in the head. Anyway. This is getting dark. It's time for your new commandment of the week. So everything Trump just did, don't do that. Okay? I feel like I say this every week, but I have to make a new commandment for him every week or every couple days. Thou shall not lie to your own people and get hundreds of thousands of people killed just because you think it will help you get elected, right? I shouldn't have to say these things. Thou shall, it's of a theme for them, though. You know, they value property over people, as we recently saw with these riots, right? Oh, you got to protect 7-Eleven, but two dead protesters, who cares? They care more about profit than people. They always have. And for Trump, it's power and profit. He doesn't give a fuck what happens to Americans. He hates them. I just feel like it's just so, I'm so tired of saying it. Please vote this motherfucker out. Please. It's either Trump or you. Okay? Who is it going to be? Fuck Donald Trump. The Lord has spoken.